mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now into this third and final hour, 14 days after the 7-7 bombing at 7:21. And classic government op. All the evidence shows this latest situation over in London is very serious. People aren't buying, the mainstream media isn't buying the official 7-7 bombing story because everybody blew themselves up and they didn't fit the MO of that. They didn't fit that profile. And now the public's saying, and even the police are saying, we think masters were behind this. And the government was running drills at the exact same time. And so the public sees that as a cover story for what they really did. Drills at the exact same time, exact same place, exact same thing happening. Impossible. So now we have these little firecracker bombs going off and just total bedlam with them set to pass draconian police state legislation. But I got a bunch of other news coming up, and, of course, your phone calls. Just a ton of news on CAFTA and where it's going. They're set to pass the Patriot Act today or tomorrow. There's just bedlam on the Texas-Mexico border right now, but you're not hearing about that in your national news. So many important issues. But a big thing that really goes under the radar screen, and it shouldn't, something we talk a lot about here, is depleted uranium. I mean, this is a no-brainer. They admit it's deadly. They admit it's killing our troops. They admit it's killing people that come in contact with it, making them very ill. Why are they then using it? And Joyce Riley, who's on, of course, this network in the morning, who's made documentaries in the past with Dave von Kleist, her husband, has got a new video coming out, and I haven't seen it yet, but I'm sure it'll be excellent, and it's going to be titled Beyond Treason. So we're going to talk about 20, 30 minutes on that subject and then continue with your phone calls and the news. Right now, let's go to Ken. And, Ken, where are you calling us from?
Windsor, Canada.
Welcome.
Thanks, man. I'd like to comment on this corrupt New York police officer you had on yesterday claiming he wrote his book as a personal quest to clear his conscience.
But then saying that lying on the stand about people, that wasn't bad.
He's the perfect example of how the vast majority of police on the whole operate. They enforce laws as they see fit. They are judge, jury, and executioner. He feels no remorse. This man is a pure coward. He can brag about his incarceration rate being in the top five of NYPD and how he lied people into more than 100,000 man years of incarceration. He seems to forget that he did it by admittedly lying to judges and juries. He intentionally ruined the lives of many men with his deceit. I implore the people of New York to hold this man to account. He is clearly not sorry. He only wants to profit from this book.
And what was it for? What did most of them go to jail for? Having drugs that the government shipped in, and the same government pushes Prozac and Ritalin, whose molecules are more dangerous and more deadly than cocaine and heroin.
Yeah, they affect the serotonin uptake in your brain. Again, this man brags about lying men into 100,000 man years of incarceration and goes sleepless when faced with what he claims as a fixed case to get.
Well, we had other New York cops call in and say that that's a civil rights violation right there, and there's no statute of limitations.
And the other cop also admitted to the fact that they'd all be in jail if they were to have been followed through their career. This man is a coward, and I ask people not to buy this man's book. I hope he catches a cell next to one of the men he lied into prison. And on the subject of 9/11 and 7/7, people have opened their eyes to the truth. It's your duty to wake others up as well. And about DU, Alex, it's probably nutritious, man. Thanks again. Take care.
Well, yeah, they do say that mercury's good for you. National newscast all over the country. Contrary to what was believed previously, mercury is good for your children's brains. Mercury-containing vaccines are good for your child's behavior. But again, in their weird twist, yes, your child will not be as active. Your child will not be as smart. Your child will be damaged. I mean, we could just give them all lobotomies and, you know, maybe put them in little pods like the Matrix. Then they'd really be well-behaved. Yeah, I mean, boy, any time a mammal jumps around when it's young and has a lot of energy, I guess if you have a puppy that jumps around a lot, better give it some mercury. Brain damage it. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. Please don't do that, folks. But the government says it's good. Well, then I suggest they start taking shot glasses of mercury themselves to prove it to us. We'll be right back. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Terrorism. Terrorism. Chemical attacks. Dirty bombs. Fallout. Biological attack. Anthrax. And to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com. You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I know that we have got John and many, many others that are patiently holding. A lot of callers, toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Joyce Riley herself has produced a new documentary film, and she's made some previous to this about the Gulf War illness. Her new one is Beyond Treason, and it deals with depleted uranium. And this is really, you know, one of the smoking gun issues that the globalists cannot weasel out of. There's no debating what it's done in the first Gulf War, what it's done in Serbia, and now we've got three-year-old numbers out of Afghanistan and two-year, four-month numbers out of the second wave in Iraq. So we're going to spend about 30, 40 minutes with Joyce on that, and also obviously take your calls on the bombings and all of this. But before we go to Joyce, it is so important that everybody out there get my new film, Martial Law, and that you get my other videos that cover government-sponsored terror, like 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, and the Masters of Terror, and Police State 3 Total Enslavement, and American Dictators. And all these videos cover a spectrum of data. The main focus is government-sponsored terror, but then we show the false left-right control system, how they control both sides. Because if we just show people the government's behind the terror, that is an element of it, they won't get it. They'll go, well, why didn't the Democrats expose it? Well, we show that. We show how they're all in it together. We answer those questions. We show you their own admissions, their own master plans for global government from their own policy reports. PNAC and, all these other documents and Naval War College plans for one world government and everything you do will be tracked. That's covered in martial law. That's covered in Police State 3, Total Enslavement. That's covered in Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos. We have a whole bookstore and video store on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. And I hope you'll go there and look at all the discounts we've got, look at all the specials, watch lengthy clips for free of the films, and order them today. Do not wait. Get the films, make copies of them for nonprofit educational purposes. It's having a giant effect. So those of you that have gotten the films and haven't made copies, please make copies. Those of you that haven't gotten the films, get them and make copies. And I want to salute and thank those that have gotten the films and have made copies. Don't count on other people to keep doing it. You need to keep doing it. A mighty harvest. I mean, look, out of the gates, people know these bombings are government operations. 3-4 years ago, people were laughing at me. So, you know, we've been the trailblazers here. That is, you have, the listeners. So keep trailblazing. And we could stop the globalists from setting off suitcase nukes in this country, something they're really fear-mongering, something they're really setting up in our consciousness right now. So go to Infowars.com or call toll-free to order the films, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or, as I said, go to Infowars.com to order, or go to PrisonPlanet.tv. And for 15 cents a day, you can watch all 12 of my films, dozens of other films we've been authorized to post, my weekly TV reports going back for 15 months since we started PrisonPlanet.tv, all of my best audio interviews, a bunch of e-books, PrisonPlanet.tv. Do not wait. And speaking of documentaries, I've been waiting because I only get the chance to listen to David Joyce maybe once or twice a week for a little while because I'm always busy getting ready for my own show. But I've heard him, you know, talking about the film that she's made, Beyond Treason, about DU. And I tell you, that's something I want to add to the shopping cart and the library and my bookstore. So Joyce, I didn't know it was coming out now. I need to get in touch with you because I want to carry this video.
Well, you can have people order it through you, and we can get it to you right away if you'd like to. So that's no problem at all.
Oh, no. They can call you and get it. I just down the road, I want to get a bunch of them and offer them through InfoWars.
Okay, sure. I appreciate that very much. Thank you very much. Let me just say that Beyond Treason, it's about time that this come out because it's about the U.S. government's long history of conducting deadly military experiments. It goes all the way back 50 years. It's not just DU. It culminates in DU because that's how we're presently killing our troops. But before that, if you recall, back in the 1940s, we put them in front of atomic bombs and let them set there.
And then in the 70s, Project Shad. I mean, there's 1,000 admissions of this plus. But go ahead.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because we got actual incredible footage of the atomic veterans being told to sit there. And you'll watch them up close as they sit there and the bomb goes off. You'll see ships that were a mile away from an atomic bomb and they set it off to see what the radiation would do to the troops. I mean, this is incredible how good footage we have been able to get to literally show the history and the progression of experiments on our military. So if anybody that thinks that it didn't happen, you're going to see the footage from it. Now, the other thing that we offer is not only the hour and a half DVD on this, but we offer a CD-ROM. And the CD-ROM has over 2,000 pages of documents that you can download that prove that all these things took place.
Well, that's a great kind of a bibliography with the film. We've done that with martiallaw911.info, where every document, every news article, every piece of legislation we cover in the film is posted according to time code in glossary section by sections. So I guess you've done that with a disc that goes along with it.
Yeah, because so many of these documents are too hard to find. For instance, the classified document on Agent Orange. We've got a copy of it. It's 32 pages, and you can download it in its entirety, telling you all the things that the government didn't want you to know about Agent Orange.
Well, Joyce, this is why this is so important. Of course, I don't have to tell you this, but for some of the listeners that don't understand, people don't believe the government would kill 2,800 people on 9/11. They don't believe that they would carry out these bombings in London, which clearly they did, folks. The evidence is overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
Our government wouldn't do that. They admit Project Shad. They admit, having some young guy, some young sergeant go into a chamber, they nerve gas him and kill him, knowing that it was going to kill him, and then they dissect his body and tell his mama he died of a cold.
That's right.
This shows the mindset. I mean, folks, they've been doing... When I was about 5 years old, I said, Daddy, why did they use monkeys with the atomic test, with the atomic soldiers? And he said, son, because GIs are a lot cheaper than monkeys. Go ahead.
Wow. Yeah, I got a letter from an atomic vet recently, and how angry he is. And he should be. He very well should be. And he deserves to be able to say the things that he is saying right now about this country and its governing institutions.
But if he was patriotic, he'd just snort a line of DU. He'd drink some aspartame, which is now admittedly giving people cancer, and he would put a George W. Bush sticker on his car.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we found out, Alex, there were far too many experiments to cover. We couldn't cover them all. But we did focus on atomic veterans. We focused on Operation White Coat, which is the Seventh-day Adventist group of people that they tested. And they used them because they didn't drink, they didn't smoke, they were pure, and the Seventh-day Adventist Church offered them up as a sacrifice, basically, to the government. They took their men and they tested them at Fort Detrick, Maryland. And then we cover one called BZ. You've probably heard of this, but many people have not. The hallucinogenic drug BZ.
They give it to our troops and have them kill each other.
That's right. And it was even worse in that they aerosolized it and sprayed it over the troops in Vietnam. Then you wonder why we had such a problem with friendly fire. Well, it wasn't friendly fire.
And then all these mental illnesses and all these breakdowns.
Absolutely. It's not PTSD. It's a result of a number of toxic events that have occurred in these people's lives. And then we move on, of course, to Agent Orange, where 2.4 possible million people were exposed to Agent Orange. And
Joyce, families, and again, before they used it, they knew it broke down chromosomes and, you know, messed up sperm. And eggs and women. But, I mean, I've got the documents. I mean, this is admitted, and I'm glad you're covering it in the film.
But, you know, the VA's never admitted it, and the Department of Defense have never admitted it.
Well, the point is, families with no history of retardation or birth defects, they'll have three children, and they'll all have problems.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just...
Yeah, and then the Gulf War comes along, of course, and then we have this new, quote-unquote, mystery disease. Now, you and I both know that if there's a sparrow that drops from a tree in New York City, they've got it figured out in 10 minutes that it's West Nile fever virus or whatever it is, but we've got 400,000 sick Gulf War veterans from the first Gulf War that are sick and dying, and they can't figure that one out, and they just write them off and say, well,
how many have died so far from the DU alone?
Well, all I can tell you is that Dr. Garth Nicholson told me in 1998, I believe it was, that there had been probably 30,000 deaths as a result of Gulf War I. We think it's a lot higher than that. However, we're not allowed to have any figures because, of course, that's being held under...
Well, one figure we have is birth defects of Gulf War I vets who are in theater are triple the national average.
That's correct. Nation Magazine even had an article that said that 67% of the Gulf War troops were giving birth to babies that had one problem or another, not maybe a major...
That's a lot
problem.
Higher than triple.
Yes. But I have to say that that's one of the things that is the hardest for me to accept that we did in Beyond Treason is that we had some doctors that had just returned from Iraq, and they have literally, they begged us to put those pictures on there. And I have to give all the credit, literally, to this film, to William Lewis, who has done such a phenomenal job. He is really the backbone to this documentary. It's not me. It's my wanting to do it and his being able to do it, and he has done a phenomenal job. And they put in the pictures of these that had just been brought back from Iraq of these babies, and you will not believe it. You will not believe that this could be going on.
They're basically inside out.
Oh, yeah. You will not believe this can be going on in a part of the world that we are not being told a thing about. The other thing is the adults that are getting sick as a result of depleted uranium. But, you know, before that, we go through the Gulf War illness issue, the whole thing on the vaccines, the sarin gas, the proof that it occurred. We've got the Groves Memorandum on the CD-ROM back to 1943 showing the U.S. government knew that this ionizing radiation was going to do this to these troops. Then you go forward from that, and you have, in the Gulf War, we've got over 1,000 pages of information from the Joint Chiefs of Staff, memos that were sort of intercepted, 1,000 pages proving biologicals and chemicals were used.
All right, Joyce, stay with us. And again, for police and military listening, this is all confirmed. You know, I've talked about this a lot. I mean, If they release biologicals in the New York subway in 68 and kill people, that's admitted. Your government kills you. It's not your government. We'll be right back.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforest of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
Folks, this stuff is ironclad. The research Joyce and others have done. I mean, I've had all these former colonels and captains on and soldiers. You know, they'd have them stand out in the field. They'd fly over. They'd all start falling down and getting sick. People die that night. They die in a week. They die in 5 years. When they die, they do brain tests on them. They got sarin nerve gas in them. And understand, the government just kills their own people. And we've got to, you know... Joyce, I think this is really a key issue, and I think I'm going to though I haven't seen the video, I've seen some clips, and I've seen some of the things that you posted on the site and that you've been discussing. I do want to carry this video, so we want to tell folks that coming up next week when it's available, that I'm putting an order in right now, that we're going to have these at InfoWars.com and at PrisonPlanet.com for $20, the same price that you're going to have over there at ThePowerHour.com. But, just get it from either place, folks. This is going to be a powerful video. Joyce, tell us more about what the film covers.
Okay, we move through all of the major experiments that were done in our military, and then we go into the Gulf War, taking it piece by piece, the biologicals, proof that existed, chemicals, moving into vaccine, then depleted uranium, of course. And the interviews with Dr. Doug Rocky are just scathing. I mean, the Department of Defense has no place to run. Dr. Doug Rocky was in charge of the cleanup program of depleted uranium in the first Gulf War. He is speaking out here, and you will see a portion of the training video he did for the U.S. military, which they will no longer show because it says that they have to have protective gear on anytime they're near depleted uranium. However, they're not being told this. Now, here is also something that the DOD is not very happy about, I'm sure, and that is Lieutenant Colonel John Marks is on this video in a hangar at Whiteman Air Force Base holding a DU 9mm shell and telling everybody how this won't hurt you in this shell form. That's not true. Dr. Doug Rocky then says, absolutely, he is wrong. This is hurting him as he is holding this shell right there at Whiteman Air Force Base. So what we were able to do is put together...
You have their own official training videos and manuals saying it's deadly. Then you've got them telling the troops this is wonderful.
Yes. Yes, I have that. And that's where you're going to see the confidence problem now that the troops have. Now, Dennis Kine is on here. Dennis Kine was arrested for trying to tell the truth about DU in the same place that you were at the Republican National Convention. He returned from Iraq in 2003, or he left the military in 2003. He is a veteran who is a victim of depleted uranium. And he on here tells about what they are promised when they go in and see the recruiter, and then what really happens. But you can go, you can check out just a 2-minute trailer at beyondtreason.com and see a portion of this. This is a class act work here of a combination of the military, most of the military's own material, which is what they don't like. When we talk in terms of Senate Report 103-97, which was a report that says, in the government's own words, hundreds of thousands of our military have been experimented upon without their consent.
Well, Joyce, it's like U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B, that you've covered so much, we have links to on InfoWars.com, the Cornell Law. The government says, for testing purposes, we can use deadly chemicals and bioweapons on the people.
That's right.
I mean, they authorize themselves to kill us for no reason. And then look, it came out 2 years ago, and now it's hit mainstream media the last 3 months. But a few years ago, we got, because of Dan Burton's committee, where the CDC's own minutes meeting where they're going, this mercury's maimed millions, but we've got to cover it up. I mean, Joyce, why do they do this? You know, it isn't just to test it. Is this just to get a cadre of controllers used to killing our own people, just as a power test or something?
It may or may not be that reason, but what we do know is that these men are the cost of war, cost of doing business.
So it's just seen that we're just animals to be chewed up.
Absolutely. There was a book written called Waiting for an Army to Die. That's what happens after every war, but you see, I wasn't smart enough to see that. I didn't believe the Vietnam veterans who came home and said they'd been sprayed with this stuff and they were having all kinds of cancers and they were going to die. I didn't believe them. I thought they were malingerers. You know, they just wanted to be taken care of for a lifetime because that's what the media told them.
Well, governments are afraid of their troops because they know that they have been exposed to things. They know the truth. So before they come back, they always try to do bad things to them.
Well, look, you see the generals serving a short time in Iraq and coming back. Why? Of course, they know why. They don't want to be over there around that depleted
uranium. They'll have governors go spend 2 months and just quit.
Absolutely. It's incredible. They're sick. They're getting sick. They're already, our troops are already dying. Just go to beyondtreason.com and see the 2-minute clip.
Do I spend a few more minutes with us on the other side? Then, folks, your calls are coming up. I'll get back into the latest developments on the newest bombings, the totally staged government op. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog, toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Welcome back, folks. Spending a few more minutes with Joyce Riley, her new documentary film, with I guess directed by William Lewis, who's a pretty talented guy. That is BeyondTreason.com. You can also go to ThePowerHour.com, and I will tell you that I've seen the trailer, and I've read about it, and I know the information she's covering up one side and down the other from pillar to post, and it's all true. I will be carrying this. In fact, the next few days, you'll see the trailer and links, and you can purchase it off of our shopping cart, and I'm putting in an order today. This doesn't come out until next week. I'm putting in an order today of these, so I'll have them next week and can be shipping them out to you. Joyce, I want to speak directly to the police and military out there who think that patriotism is defending the status quo and whatever lie the government's telling us today. And I want them to know that, you know, it's not, if they'll use these chemicals and biologicals and radiologicals on our troops and on our enemies and knowingly let our troops die and become ill from it, and all the evidence is in. I mean, it's monumental. I mean, it is Montana. It is mountainous, what's going on here. It's the same with the water and the fluoride and the aspartame and the mercury and the vaccines. Joyce, it's more than they just don't care about us. They go out of their way to poison us and hurt us. And when you research who the globalists are, they're a bunch of Malthusian social Darwinists who openly talk about how they want to reduce our populations all day.
Well, they don't care what happens to their military, and what happens to their military is going to happen to their civilians later on. And I just want to, you were mentioning police. We've had so many that are police officers now that were former MPs in the military that have contacted us that know exactly what's going on. Let me tell you, I got stopped by a police officer, a state patrolman. This guy stopped me. I had a sign on the side of my car. It said Gulf War Veterans Association on it. He stopped me, and he said, "Ma'am, I know I'm going to get fired for this, but," he said, "I had to stop you." And I looked at him, and I thought, what in the world is going on? He said, "And I know I'm going to get fired." And I thought, what's he going to do, shoot me here? What's going on? He said, "I have to ask you a question. I saw Gulf War Veterans Association on the side of your car." He said, "I will risk losing my job to ask you this question." He said, "Is there a reason why my son cannot hear?" And he was in tears. Here is a state trooper in tears. And he said, "You're the only person that I have to talk to. The VA won't talk to me. The DOD won't talk to me. Nobody will address this question of why my child was born deaf." He said, "Have you ever heard of this happening to any other Gulf War kids?" And I said, "I'm sorry to say, sir,
yes." Their own federal statistics triple the deformities. I mean,
absolutely. But you see, they're out of the loop. They don't know that. And they don't know about GulfWarVets.com.
All they do is listen to Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah,
you know, they think they're getting the inside scoop. You know, they're worried about the evil liberals when the evil liberals are controlled by the very same people.
That's right.
And I want to tell the troops and police and all of you this. Folks, they use you. They hate you. They know you're patriotic. They know you're gung-ho. It's a joke to them how they fool you. It's a joke how you follow unconstitutional orders against the citizens. And,
they are laughing at us, and I want you to know that anybody who is thinking of joining the military, make them see this first. If they still want to join after this, hey, they deserve to be in the military.
Well, George, you were a flight nurse and treated people from the Gulf, and you got sick.
Well,
we forget how you found out about this.
I would have done anything to find out what was causing Gulf War illness because I was so sick. And you know what? I'm okay today, but there are thousands and thousands of people that are not. And yes, I got sick as a result of 10 vaccines I took in one day at Kelly Air Force Base, Texas. My life was never the same after that. And I made up my mind then that I was never going to forget what happened. And I will not forget, and I will not stop this mission that I have until we find a way to get these troops help.
Well, I think what you've covered here is key. That's why I want to get behind this film because this, I mean, I don't know how much you hear my show, but I harp on this. I read BBC and AP articles. I have these captains and colonels on, just as you do over the years. I mean, they have our people go into a room, they nerve gas them and kill them. I mean, how do they get our troops? You know, and it's always some weird scientist. Back in the 40s and 50s and 60s, it was always Nazis that worked for our government. And, I mean, how does our government just kill a young man in uniform? I mean, they'll kill him on the spot like he's a cockroach. I mean, folks, this is who runs this country.
You know, and Dr. Doug Rocky, you're going to see this man in the video here. This man has 5,000 times the amount of radiation in his body that he should have. 5,000 times. His kidneys are destroyed. He is very sick, as you will see in the
documentary. Most of his team have died.
Well, I don't know about most. I know that he says between 40% and 50% of them have died.
Well, I know that on this show he said most of his team. I might have been a paraphrase.
Yeah, and I am so saddened to think that these people have just been kicked to the side of the curb. Nobody knows what's happened to them. Many of them don't even know why they're sick.
But even New York Daily News and what was it? New Scientist did chest scans and it was a huge clouds of DU.
These people have the lungs of an 80-year-old now. I got a call the other day from a wife. Her husband just returned from Iraq on February 14th. He was home one day. They emergency took him to the hospital. He died 2 months later. He spent one day home after being gone one full year.
Oh, I had these people on where they started having seizures over there. They put them on a plane, fly them back. Many times the family has to pay because they discharge him at Ramstein. Once they get here, daddy's having to change his 25-year-old Marine's diapers. The son shrivels up, bye-bye, daddy, and dies. And you never hear about that on the news.
It's incredible.
They just quietly, your son, now it's your daughter's because all these women in there. Imagine how it is for parents putting diapers on their kids and watching them die.
Oh, I talked to a wife that had to do that for a full year. And she said her husband would sit in the corner and cry. He couldn't see, couldn't hear. I mean, this was a captain. He was a captain, and yet we have lost sight of what's happening to these people after they leave the military. We tell them, sorry, too bad. Well, out in here, you're going to see Mark Zeller, who is airborne, and you're going to see an incredible hero, Bob Jones. He is a Ranger. And these guys have literally, their life is over. Their families are sick, they are sick, and the stories they tell about what they saw over there and what really happened over there is going to be an eye-opener. So all I can say to people is if you know somebody who's going to join the military, or get it in your church and get it shown, it's like Alex's films. These are must-sees. These are not just things to sit down and have an evening and have something to do. These are educational pieces that are put there to fire you up to go out and talk to the next person.
Well, Joyce, whereas with 9/11, we know it's an inside job, but some of the details can be argued about. There's no debating that in 1968 our government released biologicals in the New York subway and killed people. Details remain classified. There's no debating that they knew what radiation did and they bombed our own troops. There's no debating that they know DU is deadly poisonous just from the heavy metal, not just the radiation. There's no debating that they do this to our troops. There's no debating that their own numbers are triple the deformities, and then other countries do the studies, it's even higher. So, how many billions of years is the half-life on DU?
It's 4.5 billion years. So, but here's another thing. This is part of a process to help people understand that when those troops come home from the war, their uniforms are full of DU. Their duffel bag is full of DU. Their space-aid bags are full of DU.
They use triple the DU this time that they use in the first Gulf War. It's also been used in 10 proving grounds in the U.S. and then also one in Puerto Rico. What's the name of that island?
Vieques Island.
Yes.
It's in Vieques. They're now going to do it off the coast of Massachusetts, off the coast of Florida, we understand. I mean, they're not even paying attention to what it is going to do.
This is total craziness.
It is. But this will show you. And you'll never again have to say, did our country really do that to its own men? You'll never have to question, did they do it? You'll just have to still question, why?
Well, for those who don't understand, it's a lot worse than sodium fluoride, but it's the same. It's the same line, or stannous fluoride. At the end of World War II, they had huge warehouses full of this toxic substance. You know, a barrel of it broke and, you know, killed the whole river. I mean, that's how poisonous it is. So they decide to put it in the water and claim it fortifies your teeth. All the studies show it's a fraud. Well, it's the same thing with DU. They've got all this stuff left over from nuclear weapons production, all this stuff of spent rods and all this. And only one part of the uranium has been removed. It's still highly radioactive. It's just that particular isotope has been depleted. It's still uranium, and they're building tanks out of it. They're building, you know, it's not just Abrams munitions. It's not just Warthog munitions and A-10 Vulcan guns. Now it's in handheld rifles and in battle cannons, mm-hmm. on these Bradley fighting vehicles. They're tipping missiles with them, you know, a little handheld tow missiles. I mean, they're putting it into everything, Joyce.
Oh, you want to hear? It's even worse. They're putting it in golf clubs now.
Oh, I heard that, yes.
Yeah, golf clubs, and they've got something called DU Crete that you can buy at the home improvement stores. DU Crete. I mean, people have no concept. It is not depleted. That is just a line.
And I'll tell you what, let me stop you because we're going to let you go in a second, but I want to plug this again. But do me a favor, Scott, find the local newscast. And this was a national script. It was on all over the country, but this was the local, CBS reading the teleprompter thing that was handed down to them. Find the clip where they say mercury's good for you. Because I play this about once a month, but only for this reason. They're now saying mercury's nutritious. They're now saying DU is delicious. They're now saying, Joyce, it's like saying blowing your head off is fun. I mean, mm-hmm. I mean, next are they going to say drinking gasoline is good for you? I mean,
black is white is black, up is down, and that is the way it works. But once you see this, you see, this is going to do horrendous damage to the DOD. This is what we need. I am sorry, listeners, but we need to do damage to, I mean, I ask the question here, why aren't these people behind bars for the rest of their natural lives for what they have done here? They have murdered these troops, murdered them. And yet we walk away and we say, oh, isn't that awful? No, we're not going to say.
Do we have that clip yet? Scott, were you able to find the clip about the fluoride? No. The Mercury's good for you clip. Okay, thank you, Mac. I guess you didn't hear me ask for it. It'll be there in a second. Sorry, Joyce. Go ahead.
That's okay. I just think that this is going to be the end of the game of the Department of Defense using us as cannon fodder, using us as experimental animals. Because when I joined back in 1978 was the first time that I joined the military, the reserves, or the Air National Guard at that time. And then later on at Kelly Air Force Base, Texas, when I went into the Air National Guard or the Air Force Reserve, you know, I never expected to be experimented upon. I went there to take care of the wounded that were serving our country.
Well, Joyce, why do they keep doing it? It's like they're psychopaths. They do the same little things over and over again. It just gets bigger and bigger. I mean, now they've done something that's going to even make the generals get sick and die?
Well, not necessarily, because they're not going to stay over there long enough to get sick
and
die.
Did you see how every general they send, Franks, all of them, Paul Bremer, all these people, they will not spend more than a month in Baghdad.
That's right. That's right. And they come home. And also, we got word that General Franks had, General Myers had passed out over there. It was either Myers or Franks, I can't remember, and brought home. And they just cannot withstand it. But these troops have been over there 18 months. They're sick. They want to come home. The esprit de corps is horrendous over there. They know something is going on, and they're learning about depleted uranium now. And this is only going to fuel the fire. And by the way, we got a confirmed message, and I am only going to say it's confirmed by a couple of sources, that all of the leaves have been canceled at Fort Bragg coming up in the late August and September. We have one troop that's going to be going, is supposed to leave on leave late August, and so we're waiting to hear if his...
Yeah, the word is they might be attacking Iran, Israel maybe, in the next few months. We hope that doesn't happen. But is that what you're saying, Joyce?
That's what I'm saying. And what I am concerned about is more troops. You see, we haven't just sent 140,000 troops over to Iraq. People think that's what we've done. We've sent probably close to 1 million. When you consider all the Guard and reservists that have been rotated in and out of there, we're talking about probably 1 million troops that are going to come back.
And the average stay is, as you said, 18 months.
And they're going to come home and they're going to give this whatever, depleted uranium poisoning, to their families. There is no way that we cannot have millions of people affected, just like there are millions of Iraqis.
Well, also, it blows. You know, the air of the earth is recirculated every 48 hours. I mean, every year we get red dirt on our cars, and they go, oh, that's from Afghanistan, that's from China, that's from the Mongolian desert. That dirt blows right over here, Joyce.
We're going to be getting it. We are getting it now. We've had certain reports that there has been some found in this country even. So it's important that people realize what this is.
By the way, we're not talking about a little bit. It's hundreds of thousands of tons.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
I mean, this is massive. Okay, let's, Joyce, I really want to thank you for joining us, but I wanted you to be able to hear this clip before you left us.
Here's
local CBS News saying mercury is nutritious. Here it is.
Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses, a new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Sheena Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm, kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Joyce, so again...
I can't believe I just heard that!
Mercury's nutritious, so, I mean, maybe they should start fortifying... They're putting it in concrete, and I have seen that, and putting it in golf clubs. Why not put it in the Wheaties?
Oh, my goodness. I cannot believe I heard that, Alex. I am shocked.
Am
astounded.
Well, when they did that about a year ago, I typed it in, and all over the country, CBS affiliates were saying that. So it was like some script handed down to them. But that was here in Austin.
That's incredible. Hey, thank you very much, Alex. I thank you for the opportunity to be here. And, you know, let's continue to sing the same song out there, because, listeners, the time is right now. Every minute counts. Thank you, Alex.
I hear you, Joyce. Thank you. Thank you so much. And it's coming out in a week or so. It's going to be Beyond Treason, and we're going to be carrying it at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But, no, I mean, I'm a kook, folks. I think mercury's bad for you. It's actually the most deadly heavy metal out there, besides a few things like DU, which is also a heavy metal, that attacks the cerebral cortex specifically. And just the classic heavy metals, it is the worst. But no, it's nutritious. I'm with Al Qaeda, folks. I think it's bad. I lie. You know, I'm the liar. The media, they tell the truth. You know, Skunk in Missouri, then Gil, Jason, and Mark. Skunk, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, Skunky.
Hey, I just wanted to touch on something that gave me a small epiphany when your caller called in earlier saying that they were having new drills down in, was it Florida, I believe?
No, it was Alabama.
Alabama, I'm sorry.
They're having military takeover drills everywhere, sir.
Well, the thing that that clicked is that, you know, thinking, one, how our enemies move. They move in the shadows. They move, like, clandestinely. You know, we got to watch out for these drills, because I think maybe one day they're going to have some drills, and they're going to be on a larger level.
Sure, that's the whole point. Every town and city is having a couple drills so that people get used to how to hand over control of City Hall to the United States Marine Corps and the U.S. Army with a gaggle of foreign troops. It's admitted. That's what I cover in my police state videos.
Well, I'm speaking more of the method that they're going to use to do it. You know, coming in the middle of the night, just, you know, next thing you know, you wake up in the morning to go to work. There's, you know, troops everywhere catching people while they sleep. People are going to need to learn that when this stuff happens, when this stuff does go down, they're going to need to start exercising their right to bear arms. And I just want to hit one other point that I read.
Well, I'm going to submit to the troops. I'm going to go to the FEMA camp.
I just read an interesting thing about
the
no-child...
I'm going to eat my mercury, Skunk.
I just want to hit something, the No Child Left Behind Act.
You haven't had your mercury today, Skunk. I'll let you finish briefly on the other side.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Call her about a minute, and then this show is over. Skunk, Gil, Jason, Mark. Just very briefly, the latest, most hard-hitting info on the fear-mongering psyops of the British government on the latest mini-bombs. It fits the classic MO of all the other actions we've seen. please go to PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com for those developments and spread the word so people know the truth about what's happening. Okay, Skunk, finish up fast.
All right, I just caught a little piece of information about the No Child Left Behind Act. I don't know if you're aware, but the act itself requires schools to give recruiters the addresses and telephone numbers of all the juniors and seniors.
And they give them a personal ID number, and you get 3 CPS visits a year. Bush is trying to make that official, where every family gets the CPS visits. And you know about New Freedom, the forced psychological testing and drugging.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I'm you know, if they want it, they're going to have to take it forcefully. You know, there's going to be nobody pumping drugs on anybody. All I got to say to everybody out there is fight. Stand up, fight. Don't let them do it.
I hear you. Thanks for coming. The SWAT team has to raid your house because you might have some cocaine. But here, we're going to force you to take something where its molecule is many times more deadly. Gil in Texas. Gil, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Another good day to fight the New World Order.
Yes, sir, Gil. What's on your mind?
It's just my take on this little mini-bombing they had over in London. I watched the other two networks. NBC was running a segment, Nuclear Biological Chemical Network, but I didn't hardly see anything on ABC and CBS. You know, it's almost getting like we're being desensitized to this type of
thing. We're getting used to drills and troops and checkpoints, and now we're not talking about the Patriot Act that could pass today or tomorrow. We're not talking about Blair's police state stuff set to pass tonight.
Right, it's just like, you know, it's just going to be entertainment. You know, that's pretty much what mass media news is now. But
well, they're practicing terrorizing us and practicing corralling us.
And the sheeple are just going to say, oh, it's just another little bombing in London, and they don't realize that our freedoms are slipping away slowly but surely. I'm going to hang up and let the other callers go on.
God bless you, Gil. Well said. Jason in Iowa. Jason, go ahead.
Hello.
Drink your mercury. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, couple things. One is... I think that you and all of your friends in the media, when the HARP sends out these little hurricanes, I guess they don't do it, they study it, you kind of get the stuff off the main pages of the media like you just talked about there. Like, you should name them instead of the names they have, call them who they are taking out of the media at that time. Like, the last one would have been Carl Rove. You could have named it Carl or Rove or something.
Oh, call the Carl Rove Associated bombing today.
Or, yeah, or the hurricane, you know, Carl Rove hurricane, you know, whatever. And next thing is Bohemian Grove.
Well, I'll say this. We are having record levels of hurricanes. The government can manipulate the weather to a certain extent, but I don't think all these hurricanes are the government. But finish up, Bohemian Grove. Just had Bohemian Grove last week.
Yeah. Any updates on it? I was trying to watch, I was out of town, but I wanted to watch, Fox News and see if Sean Vanity was on, or if he was off, dashed off to Bohemian Grove or not.
We've got some updates on that coming up. The Grove's only been in session for 7 days. It goes till the 30th. Thanks for the call. Mark in Michigan. Mark, go ahead. Or Missouri. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, good. It was good to meet you when I come down in June to see one of your big screen showings of martial law.
Wow, I want to thank you. I remember meeting you. Thanks for coming down all the way from Michigan, sir.
Missouri.
Missouri. I'm brain dead.
And I've got written permission for a big screen showing here in Missouri, and would like to talk to you about details.
Well, contact my office, 512-291-5750, and give them your number.
I have.
Okay, well, I'll try to get in touch with you then.
One quick word.
Uh-huh.
Word for you. I was listening to you Friday when you got so mad.
Yes.
And I was reading in my Bible in Psalms the other day, chapter 7, verse 11. It says, God is angry with the wicked every day.
I remember when you came down. You brought your son down from Missouri. Right? Wasn't that you? You're a preacher?
Of sorts.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's good seeing you. God bless you all, folks. We're exposing the bombings.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.